23rd of August, 2019, we have the Eight of Swords reversed and the Ace of Wands and the Pope reversed. Trailblazing. This is an inspiring, rebellious spread, and it feels very much like we're about to break a mold of some kind or break free from a murky period of being stuck in some holding pattern, whether physically or mentally. The Six of Swords in the past position is a card of high anxiety resulting from negative patterns, people, or even places and situations we can't seem to break free from or we keep going back to. Were this card in the upright, the humans in the boat would be moving out of choppy, churning water out to calmer seas. Water representing emotion in the tarot, we can't get out of this churned up state. This boat was stuck in a whirlpool, lost and confused. This is a card of travel, but not happy travel. Maybe you just needed or wanted to get away and couldn't or wouldn't. Wishy-washy. There is no going back now, though, since today this card is in the past, and so then is all the shadowy, dark confusion and murkiness. Mercury in Aquarius, air, Capricorn, Venus, Saturn. The card is uncomfortable, unsettled, and black and gray. This is a great spread for creatives, and that includes those creating a new human because the Ace of Wands is all lit up and our vibe of the day. Aces in tarot time mean now, today, this minute. This Ace of Fire, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, is very much a strike while the iron is hot card, the proverbial light bulb going off in your head. Even the way the sky hand lowers the thick wand from the clouds is aggressive. This is forceful masculine energy, and if you are a male, you may have decided you want to make a new human, married or not. Not according to the cards. This is taking a risk. The Ace of Fire needs careful handling. Think of this ace as a giant match, and think of how hot and fast fire burns. This is a very powerful card for starting your own business. While there was at least one other human in that sad lost boat in the past, this is your opportunity and yours alone. But not everyone will approve of your trailblazing. A male human may finally decide to come out of the closet. It's dark in there, much to the disapproval of church and family. You may be having a baby with someone of a different race or religion. The new you is not about following the old rules. The Pope, today in the future position, is pretty much who he is, someone who stands for something. Number five of the major arcana, he represents conservative tradition in the form of organized religion or a long-standing institution. Basically, the way things have been done is not working for you, and it will never work for you. It's not you. Taurus, Moon, Venus. Whereas the upright Pope would bless you if you towed the party line, that is, of course, adhered to the doctrine, this is disapproval from the establishment. This is working outside the established corporate gallery studio corporate system. You don't get them, they don't get you. Possibly having made the rounds and having had an idea or proposal rejected, you're now more determined than ever to make it happen on your own, and you're unstoppable. This spread screams for you to wave that freak flag high. The ace is all green and fresh, clear blue skies, and wherever you decide now to plant yourself, you will bloom. This is your own time, your own life, and where you feel you belong, and nobody else can tell you where that is or with whom. If you've been going back and forth over some major change in life direction or even a new business venture because of what people might think, I have a long list of great humans in history that were laughed at, ostracized, shunned, excommunicated, disowned, rejected, and passed on. Risk it, write it, make it, do it.